keep the Sabbath. Dedicate a day to rest and renewal. Unplug. Set aside the to-do list. Resist the temptation to check or at least to answer email. Take a long walk and a long nap. Have sweet sex, whatever that looks like for you in this season of your life. Read poetry. In the Jewish tradition, Shabbat is the holiest of holy days, and we observe it every week. As the sun sets on Friday, we sing three blessings over candlelight, wine, and bread. First, we light twin candles, symbolizing the meeting of ordinary and sacred time. Next, we fill a goblet with red wine or grape juice, which stands for the intoxication of divine love that fills the heart that cries out in longing. Finally, we uncover a loaf of challah, braided egg bread, a sign of gratitude for our connection with the earth and her bounty. And then we eat a beautiful meal, prepared consciously and with love. We relax into this contemplative space until the sun sets on Saturday, when we enter the new week restored, recalibrated, reoriented toward what matters most. Borrowing from the Jewish tradition, you may opt to join the stream of keeping the Sabbath holy every week from sunset on Friday to sunset on Saturday. Or maybe you choose one day a month as a Sabbath, or fit it in wherever you feel you can. Although I warn you, it rarely feels like a convenient time for a busy person to take a break. Maybe you will set aside a full weekend, once a season, to go somewhere by yourself and turn inward, letting go of the obligations that usually boss you around. Allow this practice to take the shape of your own life. I promise, your willingness to cease from endless doing and drop into simple being will reward you with an increased capacity to pay attention to what is and an irresistible impulse to praise it.